This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The special session of Colorado's legislature officially wrapped up this afternoon. Lawmakers passed a slate of bills to offset lost revenue from recent federal tax changes. But the hardest part of that process is still to come. Governor Polis will soon unveil a slate of cuts to balance the state budget. Colorado and Denver officials are countering the Trump administration in a sprawling immigration fight. CPR's Allison Cherry has more.
The Trump v. Colorado lawsuit was filed in May and included Denver's mayor, its sheriff, Colorado's attorney general, and the governor as defendants. The suit alleges the state's, quote, sanctuary laws inhibit federal immigration enforcement. In motions to dismiss filed this week, city and state officials say immigration enforcement isn't their problem. The filings also argue that state and local police, which are not allowed to hold people at ICE's request or share information with ICE, should be focused on solving local crimes and not conducting immigration enforcement. The lawsuit continues in federal court. I'm Allison Cherry, CPR News.
This has been Colorado's worst wildfire season since 2020. That's due to a persistent mega drought in the state, and even the monsoon season hasn't helped. CPR climate editor Tegan Wendland says that has to do with dry storms.
Think lightning, but no rain. It's monsoon season now, so it's normal to have storms, right? But it's so dry and there's so little humidity that the storms just produce lightning.
This is CPR News.